2020 Year in Review.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Was the worst year in U.S. history since 1918-1919 period in human suffering. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has endured close to 20 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and has lost close to 350,000 people to the disease in 2020. To put this in perspective, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, this is more than the total number of U.S. battle debt during the 5 years of World War II. The depth of the recession in 2020 has not been seen since the Great Depression. Last spring, the total number of unemployed exceeded 35 million people, and the GDP dropped by more than 30%. Most of that loss was recovered during the summer months, and economists expect that the GDP will rise to where it was before COVID by the end of 2021. The increase in unemployment rate in the Valley during last spring was less than the national average. However, its subsequent recovery also fell short of that average, leaving the region with 6% drop in civilian employment, almost the same as the national average. The burden of unemployment was not distributed evenly. The leisure and hospitality sector was decimated, losing more than half of all its jobs by April. Unfortunately, only one out of every two jobs lost in the sector has come back as of the end of November, and the sector is not expected to see much rise in employment anytime before February or March. The housing market in the Valley, on the other hand, reached record highs. Average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley, adjusted for inflation, has for the first time exceeded its 2006 highs. However, the national economic headline grabber for 2020 was the stock market, which not only recovered the 6,000 points it lost in March and April, it ended the year at 5,000 points above its February level. The pandemic has further blown up our economy's dichotomy. Many people with office jobs who could continue to work from home didn't experience much loss of income. And due to the limitations on travel and gathering, they experienced forced savings. As private savings in the U.S. rose by $1.5 trillion during last spring and summer. On the other hand, those with jobs that could not be done remotely experienced huge loss of income and savings. This increase in private savings also explains why stock and housing markets show significant growth during this recession, while many hundreds of thousands of people have such a hard time putting food on the table. As vaccination expands in the U.S. and across the globe, the economy will start to have a chance to grow across all sectors, which hopefully will start in 2021. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY, wishing you a happy, healthy, and prosperous year.